Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
We realized this morning that our social media director doesn't check her social media every hour. Kristen has been sitting in here trying to be patient all morning long.
And I have zero patience, which zero. My son has gotten from his mama.
That's because we have a social media producer named Rebecca, who I trust implicitly with our social media so that I can do other things. Yes, is my answer. Kristen posted the cutest Instagram photo over 2 hours ago, which I only checked because I walked to the bathroom and I was like, that's the social media break I'm taking for myself. And I saw a collaboration request and I'm like, what is this? And if you're familiar with the account Dude with Sign, where he'll just hold up signs of stuff like basic stuff like he wants people to stop doing. Like, stop using It's Giving or whatever. So she photoshopped over it. Cassie, will you go to the Gracies with me? And then is it Dudette with Sign is the other one? And she's holding a sign and it says check yes or no. And it was so cute.
Yeah, it's like, so you're going out to LA.
Yes! It's going to be like the old days when KK and Cass took over LA. We haven't been in a while.
It's been a while. And this is like an awards for women in media. And Cassie was the one that took all the time and effort to nominate me and put the audio together. And she wrote like just this most beautiful, beautiful message to the Alliance of Women in Media. And I was, of course, once we found out that I actually freaking won a Gracie, which is still sinking in, I'm like, I got to have my radio lady partner in crime there with me to accept.
She's going to need you there for support because most people will boo her when she walks up.
No, they won't. I'm going to be throwing punches.
No, instead of saying boo, they'll be like, who?
Who? All right, so what is going on now, man? I see you hobbling around the office again today.
Yeah, man, I'm having this bout with gout, and I'm losing. It is really taking over my life.
It's your second round.
It's my second round. Yeah, so for those who may have missed it, a couple of weeks ago, I woke up randomly, and I had this excruciating pain in my left foot, and that's when it all started. And I have a pretty high tolerance for pain, so I knew the way that it was hurting me that something was wrong. And immediately, when I was just describing it one day when we were on air, I started getting message after message after message of people saying, it's gout.
I was still shocked you made it into the show that day, because Bert was out, and I don't know how deep you had to dig, but I could tell looking at you, you were in so much pain.
It was deep. It was very, very deep, but I wanted to make it because, like you said, Bert was out, so I did, and then that day, I ended up going to urgent care, and they're like, yo, this is gout. Like, we are pretty sure. I go to my doctor after that. They say it's gout. My best friend told me, your life is going to change. I didn't want to receive that information, but he was not lying. So I end up going on a vacation, which I went to relax, so I don't think that was a bad idea.
You even chose a place where you're like, there's just not a lot to do. I can sit on a beach. I'll be in a beach chair. I'm not walking around on this thing.
Right, and that was 90% of the vacation. Then there was the day I tried to teach myself how to surf, and I don't think that was a good idea. That probably wasn't the best idea.
The one thing you did.
Yes.
The one thing was trying surfing.
Was trying to surf. Okay. And at that point, I think the pain was gone, right? Because it's like 2 or 3 days where you can barely walk. It is excruciating pain. But then it starts to fade away, and I thought I was fine. And I move on. I'm thinking, okay, now I have to stay away from seafood, beer, and stress. I can do that. The seafood will be the hardest part, but not a problem. I won't have any more flare-ups. I should be good to go. Everybody is sending me all of these different things that they do, cherry tart juice and so on and so forth. So I'm just kind of taking on everybody's recommendations and trying to find out what works for me. So 2 weeks go by. I think I'm in the clear. Think I'm safe. And I think this is like Wednesday night. I'm going to bed and my knee, I start to feel like a pain in my knee. But I started going to the gym again, and I'm thinking to myself, I probably tweaked my knee, not a big deal. But through the night, it starts to be reminiscent of when my foot was hurting. I'm waking up in the middle of the night because the pain just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And then I wake up on Thursday, and I can barely walk again. And this time, it's not because of my foot, it's my knee. So I text my dude, and I'm like, is this something you experienced? And he was like, absolutely, that's gout. And I'm like, in my knee now? It attacks any joint. And if it's in the same leg and it kind of feels like it's attached to that foot and it's the same kind of pain, it's probably gout. You're having another flare-up just in a different joint. Mm. So I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I, of course, as life would have it, I limp over to work. And of all days, the elevator's not working.
Oh, my God.
You
got to
walk up there.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. Because I take the back elevator because it's easy, it's closer. So I limp all the way over there. I look up. The elevator is out of service. I'm like, there's no way, man. Like, there's just no way. Somebody is messing with me. So I try to go up the stairs because technically you can take the stairs to get to the front of the building quicker than you can walk around. I can't go up the stairs because I can't put that much pressure on one of my legs to go up the stairs.
Oh, no.
So I got to limp around the whole building now. And then I limp around. I get to the building. I get to the elevator. I'm trying to get here. And then three people are waving at me to wait for the elevator. I'm like, all right, man, this is just how my morning is going. So I limp in here thinking, all right, I'll be fine, I'll get through it. And I did. And then my knee starts to get worse and worse. And I wake up Saturday morning. I'm supposed to go do things with my friends. I'm supposed to have an interview lined up. I can't walk. Once again, the gout is like taking over. And I give it a couple of days of rest. And now the pain today is finally starting to go back down. And I'm getting back to normal. But I really have to figure out what is causing my flare-ups because I cannot keep going through this.
All right, so let's take a look at this checklist again. And I think I mentioned this the first time you talked about it. I think you are underplaying the stress part of this whole thing. Okay, drinking, you know, that's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seafood, easy one. What's the game plan as far as the stress goes? Because that's not just the gout we're talking about. You're having some other problems also, and those could be stress-related.
Right. I'm trying to see it as a positive in all sincerity because I have a tendency to take everything on and to just blame myself, beat myself up, try to be perfect, and I think dealing with that on top of just all of the natural things that were happening around me, I think it was just too much. I was putting too much on myself, and the stress started to really get to me. And so at that point, I'm like, okay, this overthinking, this beating myself up, this taking everything on and not letting things go has gotten to the point where it's affecting my health. So it has to stop. Before it was like, I should stop. Mm-hmm. Now it's a must.
Is there something you could point to over the last 2 weeks since you said, okay, I'm going to stop taking on this stress and trying to be perfect? Is there something you could point to go, okay, that was a win right there. That's what I'm trying to achieve.
Yeah, actually. It's been a couple of times where, for example, the elevator being broke.
Mm-hmm.
That's a moment where I would have got sincere. I would have got frustrated. I would have been so mad. Like, why is life only happening to me? It's unfair. But it's now I'm learning to take everything in stride. These things happen to everybody. You win some, you lose some kind of a thing. And I think I'm just learning to really take it all with stride and learn to just laugh at things sometimes. Sometimes it's a moment where you really might allow yourself to get stressed because it feels like everything is hitting you at once. I'm just learning how to laugh now. But the hardest part of trying not to stress because of gout is not stressing due to gout. Because
right.
The gout is what's stressing me out to bring back the gout.
Yeah. That's a vicious circle you got going on, friend.
The Burt Show.